This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything in this live Saturday edition. Plenty of time for you and your thoughts. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We've talked about a transgender girl who was born a boy who's not allowed to go back to school this year. Also, Hoboken cracking down on Uber drivers. One passenger being pulled from a car before the driver was ticketed by the police there in Hoboken. You can talk about those things or anything that happens to be on your mind. We've actually got Dana on the line. She was waiting patiently, had some further thoughts she wanted to share about this issue. Go ahead, Dana.
Okay, thank you. And thank you for holding me over. I appreciate both you guys. I do want to do a shout out to Uber. Thank you for standing behind, you know, this industry that you created. That's really cool. A lot of companies wouldn't do that. So good for you, Uber. Okay, back to Brian.
And they're standing behind their drivers as well, which is nice. So when the drivers get in trouble and get fines,
that's what I meant. Yes. Oh, yeah. I think that's so cool of them. I thought the idea was great. Okay. So anyway, and I would do it myself, but I just don't have the time. But anyway, back to the little boy, Brian. Now, you just said before you brought me back on that this child was told that they weren't allowed back in school. They're allowed back in school, but they just have to go by a boy, correct?
Right. She would have to become something she doesn't want to become in order to go back to school.
Okay, but as a libertarian, both you guys, I'm really surprised that you would take her side, how you're saying it, because of this. That would involve more government intervention. Now, I personally had 12 years of private education. Let me explain. Because then they're catering to individual students. We already have to pay taxes, even though, like you, Mark, you're schooling, you and your wife chose to school your child at home. I had 12 years of private education, so did both of my parents and all my siblings, and so is our children, the next generation, all 12 years of private education. But we're still, you know, being forced to pay.
Being stolen from. But that's really the issue here, though, Dana.
But see, this is what I don't understand. You want them to accommodate her, and as a libertarian, this is how I feel. I want to make two comments: one about the school, and one about the mother, aunt slash child. About the school, their job is to educate. You are not there.
Fail.
Exactly. Oh, in the negative numbers. You are there to educate academically. And that superintendent had said, and you quoted them, that they are there for the social and emotional well-being. No, you're not. That comes from the home. You are there to teach them math and science and all the other stuff that they have screwed up for years, and these kids can't even 12th graders graduating 18 and they can't fill out a simple application for a McDonald's because they can't read.
Dana, I get some of the frustrations. I'm with you with the frustrations about the government schools and them, you know, failing at educating people. But I don't think asking someone to respect an individual choice is asking for them to be customized.
That's
to
not the issue, though, Ian.
I have a question to you then, Ian. I feel like I am a princess or the rightful queen and heir to all of the United Kingdom. So every single day when I was a child, I felt everybody should line up in the hall and the girls curtsy and the boys bow.
There you go.
It's the same thing. It's not the same thing.
This is the problem.
Now let me address the
hold
mother.
On. Let me address it real quick, Dana. Dana, I think there's something really important here, Dana. The fact is, this is a tragedy of the commons issue. Everybody would be happy if we didn't have government school in the mix. Because what you're trying to do is you're taking a bunch of square pegs and trying to shove them through round holes here, and that's never going to work. Look, Ian can go to the frippy little leftist school if he wants to, and you can go to the school where everybody curtsies to you, and Brian can go to the school where they call him Rachel, and then my son Jack can go to the school where they get a real darn education, okay? And that is what I'm looking for, and you're never going to get that from anything but the free market. The free market's the only thing that's ever going to deliver this, and this socialist nonsense just turns everybody against each other. That's how we end up with this. It's a free country. It's a Christian country. You know, right to freedom of speech. That's how you get this arguments going on. There wouldn't be an argument if it wasn't for socialist schools.
Dana, your final thought. Go ahead.
Okay, let me finish the final thing. As a kid, that kid, until they're out of high school, I'm not talking about college, your job is to go to school. I had chores. And I had to go to school, and good grades were expected, A's and never less than a B, because my parents knew we were all capable of that, and if we got less, they knew we were screwing around. But that's their job. Parents' job is to work and put a roof over their head and clothes on their back. If that girl or boy, I mean Brian, wants to get a sex change and change the birth certificate at 18, and most doctors, nobody will touch a kid before 18, and some won't touch them until they're in their mid-20s.
That's not true. Doctors all over the place give, they cut off all kinds of things from people's genitals.
That Brian's job, and the mother needs to know this. That kid's job is to go to school.
Thank you, Dana, for your call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Circumcised. I mean, circumcisions happen all over the place in the United States.
I don't think it's comparable.
Well, she said doctors wouldn't touch a kid under 18. Clearly, plenty of doctors are fine with touching them in very private places. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. She says that students are supposed to go to school. That's their job. That made me think, you know, this would be interesting to see, in this case, the transgender teenager in New Jersey, if she is not allowed to go to school as she, but instead is forced to go. If she wants to go to school, she has to go as Brian, the male version, the previous version of her. In most places, it's a mandate to go to school. It's a government mandate.
It's really diminishing now, because all you have to do is say, I'm homeschooled.
In some states, homeschooling is a very difficult process that requires lots of jumping through hoops and approval from bureaucrats.
When was the last time you saw a truant officer chasing after the little rascals? You know, I mean, it just doesn't happen anymore.
Well, hold on a second, Mark. It certainly happens that if you are someone who appears to be a minor and you're walking around during school hours in the city, there's a good chance, in fact, from what I understand, that you'll be stopped and talked to by a police officer.
I've never heard the stories, but, you know, it happens. Could happen.
It definitely happens. These people are...
then those kids should either be homeschooled,
Sure, but how do you prove you're homeschooled to a police officer?
I don't have to prove to a police officer that I'm homeschooled. A police officer is looking for a crime. They need to have evidence of a crime.
Well, not sending your kids to government school is...
Not evidence if I say I'm homeschooled.
I get your point there. I think you'd probably be better off not talking to the police, but nonetheless, because it's none of their business
who
you are.
They don't tend to treat young people very well.
No, that's true. But a young person that knows their rights, they might treat differently. Anyway, my point was, since you're forced to go to government schools by a government mandate, unless you have some sort of exemption in that you've gone through whatever, jumped through whatever homeschooling hoops they have, or you're going to a private school, you're forced to go. It's coercive education. You don't have a choice. But here, this person, this young lady, the transgender teen, she wants to go to school. She's trying to go to school, and they're telling her, well, sorry, you need to dress like a boy and call yourself Brian, or we're not going to take you in. So couldn't she just at that point say, well, all right, I guess I can't go. I'll just stay home and we'll do unschooling.
Sure, they don't care at that point. Once they say you can't go. I don't know. I mean, you act like this is a Gordian knot. This isn't. It's a terrible idea for Brian slash Rachel to go to this school.
Yeah.
It's a terrible idea. And what Rachel should be trying to do is to either go to a different school, public or not, and get a new start, as the superintendent says.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's why I don't really trust Rachel in this circumstance, because I think Rachel is making a series of bad decisions. That's me. That's from where I sit. And I don't care, because it's Rachel's life.
We continue with your calls and thoughts here. The toll-free number is 855-453.
And I'm with Dana. I shouldn't have to pay to put a third or fourth or fifth different type of bathroom in a school because somebody's confused about their sexuality.
So stop paying for it. 855.
I have.
453. That's the ProXPN toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves here and bring up whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live on the Live Saturday Edition.
This is Mark Edge of Free Talk Live, and I've got something awesome to share with you. I've recently joined Liberty.me. It's an online city devoted to people who love liberty. Break free of the flame wars and bridge-dwelling denizens of Facebook. You deserve better. You deserve a friendly, ad-free social network where you can chat 24 hours a day with like-minded souls around the world. Attend live interactive classes with experts on economics, finance, politics, and money. Access a vast library of books and discuss them with your reading group. Better your life with exclusive self-help guides on investing, self-defense, homeschooling, security, healthcare, saving money, and starting a business. Become a libertarian luminary yourself and get paid in the process by publishing your works on Liberty.me. Get tipped via PayPal and Bitcoin.
The first step towards freedom is to invest in yourself. Start your free 30-day trial now at Liberty.me.
I love being a member of Liberty.me, and I think you will too. The first month is free. Sign up and say hello.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crisis. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237, and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Many Americans suffer from digestive problems, often totally unaware they're not absorbing essential nutrients from foods and supplements. Dr. Peter Glidden is aware of the importance of healing a damaged digestive system.
Now, the product that I'm going to talk about today, Mackey Plus, and it is a combination of a superfruit, the Mackey berry, and aloe vera juice. Now, aloe vera is a very interesting nutritional supplement to talk about because aloe vera, you know, it's the stuff that you put on your skin if you get a burn. And, man, it really knocks down the pain, the inflammation of the burn, and facilitates healing. Well, guess what? It does the same thing internally that it does externally to burns.
To soothe and heal your digestive system, order Mackey Plus today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696. Or on the web at fireyourmdnow.com. That's fireyourmdnow.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You bring up anything you want here on the Live Saturday Edition. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got a website, lots of great features. It's all free, including your first pound of BuzzBox coffee. Free when you buy pay the shipping cost. Oops, sorry, Mark, try this again. Go ahead.
You can go get a free pound of coffee at coffee.freetalklive.com. Shade grown, 100% organic, top 1% grade Arabica beans. It's a subscription program. You can cancel at any time. You can get your free pound and hit the road, and that's fine. But if you continue to get your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com, we will continue to be able to give microloans to people around the world. As a matter of fact, we're going to be moving into an area where we're more self-directed on the people we can help, and I think that's really exciting. But currently, they're going through World Vision, and for every 10 people we get signed up, another microloan is given to another family, whether they need, I don't know, a plow or a sewing machine or some restaurant equipment, whatever it is that they need to pursue their dreams to get out of poverty. You can help with coffee. You drink coffee every day already. Now get a free pound and try the best of the best coffee at coffee.freetalklive.com.
We continue here, whether it's a comment on the transgender teen trying to go back to school or Uber being cracked down upon now in Hoboken. Whatever's on your mind goes as well. You can take control of the airwaves here at 855-450-FREE. Carl is in Atlantic City listening to WPG. Hey, Carl.
Yeah, Brian, Mark, thanks for taking my call. Did you hear about
that? But go ahead. Welcome.
Okay. Did you hear about the Marine vet who was beat up in West Point, Mississippi? Ralph Weems is his name?
I remember the yes, I remember the West Point, Mississippi story. And
tell me more. Tell me more about it for everybody that doesn't know. Go ahead.
Okay. Apparently, they were going in like 2 o'clock in the morning into the Waffle House. I mean, I've been down there on vacation down south, and I went to Waffle Houses. And apparently they were told they weren't welcome because they were white, because the people in there, the black people, were upset with what happened in Missouri, you know, in Ferguson, about what happened to Michael Brown. So there was a little altercation, and they walked down to a Waffle House that I never went to, a Huddle. I never heard of Huddle House.
Huddle House.
Anyhow, yeah, never heard of it myself. But anyhow, apparently 20 black youths followed them down there, and then I guess they got in a fist off 20 against one or 20 against two. That's good odds, huh? Now, I think the Marine vet, he's in the hospital. I think they may have to cut his skull open. I don't know for what reason.
Yikes.
But not good. Now, the police chief down there, he said it's not a race crime. It's not that. And now, the reason I brought that up is there's this guy, E.T. Williams. He goes around. He's a black reporter, and he does YouTube videos. Now, he talked about it. He said it is a hate crime. They ought to be all 20 of them arrested and prosecuted because it is a hate crime.
Well, why shouldn't they be arrested and hold on?
Why aren't they being arrested for assault?
Right. Why shouldn't they be arrested and prosecuted for attacking a man, whether or not he was white or black or Asian or wherever, you know, whatever color his skin or wherever his, you know, birthplace? I don't care about hate crimes. I think it's the dumbest idea. How about just punishing people who commit crime?
Yeah, I don't know why it's somehow better to beat somebody up, take their wallet because you want the money, rather than to beat somebody up, take their wallet because they're a certain color you dislike.
Right, because there's your one race, the human race. I agree with
you. I'm with you there.
That. Right now, I'm sure the FBI won't be down there and investigate Eric Holder, the Attorney General. He won't be down there. President Obama, he won't be saying it by his son. He looks like Ralph Weems.
I don't think in that circumstance it matters. You see, in that circumstance, I'm imagining those 20 people have been, you know, some of them have been arrested. If you're calling for their arrest.
One.
Okay, well, probably all of them that they can arrest, right? Like, because it's illegal to beat somebody up. It doesn't matter why you beat them up. And they're not letting them go because they're black. Whereas the police officer in Missouri, he's still walking around free. And that's a different story.
This double standard.
Yeah, one issue is an issue of government abuse where somebody gets gets a pass because of their standing. Now, I get where you're coming from on the race crime thing. If we're going to have something called a hate crime, then we should apply that hate crime no matter why it's out there. I, however, would contend that we shouldn't have a hate crime at all.
I'm with you there. Thanks, Carl, for the call tonight. Appreciate it. The toll-free number is 855-453. Matt is also in New Jersey. You're on Free Talk Live, Matt.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Great. I just wanted to talk about the melting down that's been going on this evening. I'll keep
the
it
melting
as,
down.
Yeah, there's some callers who've been melting down over this biblical stuff, and I just want to. I'll keep it with respect to them. I'll keep it as Puritan as possible. First of all, I want to address the caller before the gentleman that just called about how libertarian it is. How you guys aren't very libertarian. Well, I say, how libertarian of it is it of her to tell others what their jobs are, whether it's to work and put a roof over someone's head?
She may not have been a libertarian, just to make it clear. She was calling us out on something that she thought might have been inconsistent with a libertarian viewpoint, but I don't think that means that she herself is a libertarian. I'm not going to jump to that conclusion. But go ahead with your point.
So I have a question. It's a multiple choice.
Yep.
Who would you make love to? Who would you make love to? A really hot male to female transsexual, or a very masculine female, like a guy with a female part?
Is this what for people to think about, or you actually want the host to answer this question?
Answer if you like. It's a free country.
Thanks so much. No, it's not. I'm going to stick with my wife on this one.
Oh, you copped out.
Yeah,
you copped out on that one. You know, that's an interesting question. It kind of brings up the point about, okay, well, if you were to go out on a date with somebody and that person turned out to be the same gender as you after you've had just a smashing date and you thought they were the opposite gender, but turns out they aren't. And, you know, would that change things for you? And
I suspect it would.
I think for a lot of people that it would, but I don't know how I would feel in a situation like that. I mean, it would be an interesting situation to have to deal with, to confront at that point, because you've had a splendid evening with this individual. I prefer to look at it from this perspective rather than would you have sex with this person, because, you know, before sex for me comes some level of having a relationship.
You're stuck on the desert island situation, because I'm not going to do either.
Yeah. I feel like I would like to have an open mind to it. I would hope that I would have an open mind to it, but I don't know. So, yeah, I don't like the big beefcake people, so I guess I would have to go with the former on your choice. What about you, Matt? What's your answer?
I would probably agree.
Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Toll-free number is 855-453, 855-450-3733.
I used to work at a gym, and there was a gal who was quite buff, bigger than a man buff, kind of buff. And she had a website where she gave dudes spankings and took pictures.
For money.
And she would tell people about it so that they could come and be involved.
What if your wife, Mark, wanted to change her gender?
I think that anytime you're in a relationship and something major happens, you can expect that relationship to end. I mean,
you'd leave her.
What if I decided I needed a harem in order to be happy?
More. This is Free Talk Live, 855-453, Free Talk Live.
I love My Magic Mud. I drink a lot of coffee. I had stains on my teeth. Then I found My Magic Mud, and I was told it would remove stains. So I paid attention when I brushed the first time. My Magic Mud is black tooth powder, and the difference it made in my teeth in one application was noticeable. With four, my teeth were as white as you normal folks out there. Please go to MyMagicMud.com and buy a jar. There's 150 applications for $25. You can use Bitcoin. MyMagicMud.com.
Hi, I'm Phil Grandy from Phil's Gang. If you've been nervous about investing in the current stock market, then you need to listen up. Phil's Gang is having a free webinar on Saturday, September 13th. That's going to be at noon Eastern Time. You're going to learn how to invest in this type of market. Not just the stock market, but you're going to be investing in yourself. Don't miss it. To sign up, go to learnstocksforfree.com. That's learnstocksforfree.com or call 877-642-64.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online by going to freetalklive.com and enjoying the features waiting for you there for free.
We're going to Disney World. It's a Bitcoin party at the Walt Disney World Resort in Orlando, Florida. Free Talk Live is going to be there, and there's going to be lots of folks that know lots about Bitcoin. If you are interested in finding out about Bitcoin, you're in the Bitcoin community, and you want to come hang out with Bitcoin luminaries like Charlie Shrim, who has had his situation with the federal government dealt with at this point. This was a Bitcoin pioneer, and they decided, you're sending Bitcoin money around without a license is against the law. Well, Davi Barker from Bitcoin Not Bombs is going to be there. Dmitry Murashchik from Mycelium is going to be there. And Pamela Morgan from Empowered Law is going to be there. Lots of folks. Jason King from Sean's Outpost. It's going to be a lot of fun. And tickets are only $60. It's the Wyndham Lake Buena Vista in downtown Disney. Monday, October the 6th. Hotel rooms are $99. Kids under 12 are free. Fun? Mandatory. Come celebrate magic internet money at the Magic Kingdom. CoinsInTheKingdom.com. CoinsInTheKingdom.com.
Right back into your phone calls and thoughts. Rusty is in Houston. You're on Free Talk Live, Rusty.
Yeah. Howdy, guys. I just got a few questions. First, how do you feel about atheist in a clerical position in the Army? If so, you know, should Scientologists be allowed to do the same? And basically going
an atheist in a clerical position, meaning being a priest? How does that work?
Yeah.
Lots of Catholic priests are atheists too.
What?
Yes. Sorry to tell you, man.
They get paid by the
secretly
be a priest in the Army.
As far as I'm concerned, that, you know, anybody should be able to find. I don't consider that a qualification. I imagine there's a lot of people in the military that would have a real problem with it, but I particularly don't have a problem.
I'd like to see the military abolished completely and replaced with nothing. I think that individuals should...
You like the idea of a militia?
I think... not really. No, I don't like the idea of taking orders from anybody. But if somebody wants to voluntarily associate with others for the purposes of defense, that's fine. If they want to call themselves a militia, it's certainly their business. I think they would encounter some baggage using that particular term. But obviously some people are okay with that. But at least with the militia, I can decide whether or not I want to support what they're doing. And the military doesn't give me that freedom. So it's hard for me to really care too much about the internal policies of an organization with which I think shouldn't exist in the first place.
I think that it can be very difficult, especially if you're, you know, say you're posted in a situation where there's not very many people at your base, and you have just one type of chaplain there, and that chaplain is, I don't know, Church of God. Well, what do you do in that circumstance if you're Muslim? I mean, you're not getting service that way either, so, you know, I don't care what, if it's an atheist or not. Rusty?
Well, thank you all for that. Just want to comment also on the transgendered individual in the school. I think because we have a system that's in place now, they should make accommodations. Whether that's the right choice for that kid to be making at the time, I don't know. Some people say it's similar to a mental disorder like anorexia where you perceive yourself being real fat, but you're really skinny. I don't know if y'all think it's a mental disorder or willing to take.
Well, it sounds like the person was pretty severely depressed. The way the article was written, we're talking about the young 13-year-old former male, still has a penis now, considers herself a female in New Jersey. The story describes how basically depressed this young person was, that she would get off the bus and just cry back when she was Brian, would go to sleep for 17 or 20 hours and then refuse to go back to school. And then she felt like something was missing, she said, of her gender identity, that something was wrong, and that she recently realized that she wanted to be a girl, and that it feels like it fits. It just came to her, and it fits. And so if that has resulted in a healthier outlook on life for this individual, then that's a good thing, right? Then it was the right thing to do.
I do think that people that are suffering from mental illnesses at times can mistake what their feelings are for, gender dysphoria. And that this does a disservice to people who genuinely have gender dysphoria, and I believe people do. So, I think that people should be very, very clear that that's what's best for them. However, it's not my job to say who it is and who it isn't, and... Right. I think that when public schools set themselves up in a place where they take money that was forcibly stolen from people at the pain of losing their house, that they then are obligated to meet the needs of every single student that's out there. I don't think every school should have to meet needs. I support a school that says, look, we don't take people in wheelchairs. We don't have, you know, it's a treehouse school, and we just don't have, ramps for the kids in wheelchairs. I think you should be able to do that. That kind of discrimination, I think, is something that somebody should be able to do in their business. But if you're going to take stolen money that was taken from everybody in the community for the purpose of creating a school for the community, then you have to supply everything. If you've got a kid that's 8 feet tall, you need taller doorways.
Rusty, thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Jason, listening to WVTS in Charleston, West Virginia. Hi, Jason.
Hey, guys. How y'all doing?
Hey, good. What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, I just... I'm a police officer. I've called,
okay,
and I believe this is my fourth time. Homeschooler, believe in small government, individual
Great.
Freedom. And I just wanted to, I just had a couple of comments I wanted to make. Y'all were talking about Ferguson earlier, and you nailed it earlier when you said, arrest them for the crime, period. That is that's nailing it, in my opinion. And, you know, the other thing I wanted to make a comment on is, you know, I'm pretty unmotivated at times, but I've never tried to arrest someone from inside the car. But that's all I had. I just wanted to call him.
Wait, what? What is that statement in reference to?
I don't get the joke.
Well, that was just based off something that was said, that the gentleman was, they tried to arrest him from inside the car. I was just wanting to, that was probably like an off joke, but I've never tried to arrest someone from inside.
I know what you're referencing. Who tried to, what? Are you talking about the Uber driver or the passenger?
Negative,
I'm in the dark
negative.
Here. Help me out, Jason.
About Ferguson, Missouri, they said the officer tried to arrest him from inside the car. I was just making light of it. I'm unmotivated at times, but I've never tried to arrest someone from inside the vehicle.
Has there been a time when you've been out and it's just been raining out and you just have decided to not pull somebody over because you didn't want to get out of the car?
Of course.
Welcome. Yeah.
Of course. Hey, y'all do a great job. Thanks.
Thanks for the call, Jason. I appreciate hearing from you. Always nice to know that there are some officers out there who do care about individual rights. Yeah, that's what he said. And I bumped him and take him at his word. I didn't really want to hold his feet to the flames on that. You know, if that's what he says, I'm going to take him at his word.
You know, I mean, same here. When it comes down to it, I'll take the liberty-oriented person who gets the ideas in the particular job over the people who don't.
Hey, yeah, move up here, Jason. We need more cops like you in New Hampshire.
The ones that are willing to, you know, like, you know, I don't – somebody will always take that job, I guess is what I'm trying to say. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're going to leave – I just can't do this anymore. I've found out about the ideas of liberty. I must leave the job. Please don't do that. Because somebody will take your job and they will stink at it.
Teresa is in Atlantic City listening to WPG. Hi, Teresa.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Hey. Good. You're on
the
air.
I've never called before, so I'm really grateful you took my call. And
we're glad you're here.
Great. You get to the point and you make me laugh. And
thanks, Teresa.
I love laughter.
Go ahead with your thoughts.
Just as quick as I can, okay? I am completely blind. I lost my eyesight due to juvenile diabetes type 1.
Oh, I'm sorry.
About 8 years ago. And, oh, what are you going to do? You know?
What are you going to do?
I deal. And I laugh a lot, so
good.
That helps. And the other day, my friend, he's been my friend for like 25 years. He stays here with me. He's disabled as well. He received a letter stating that, you know, his food stamps were worth $43 a month. I mean, okay, so.
That's not a lot.
I get it.
We'll find out about the letter. Hang on, Teresa. We'll let you tell the rest of the story in moments. More with Teresa in Atlantic City, and your calls are welcome. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
Global warming purports rising CO2 levels while evolution describes mutated DNA. The fraudulent sciences describe effects of iron poisoning and copper depletion. As generations are iron poisoned and copper deprived, the DNA has mutated and weakened as blood types A, B, and O. These blood types and rhesus factor are falsely used as evidence of evolution. Humans were created solely with blood type A, B negative. Fraudulent science purports mutated DNA coupled with rising CO2 levels in blood are causing humans to go into extinction. In truth, humans are being methodically exterminated by iron poisoning and copper depletion. Blood type AB is on the Shroud of Turin and matches the healthy population. They claim this is evidence they are from the line of Christ and thus are His Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago, and now they claim to be His Christ. For further information, go to unveilingthem.com. That is UNVEILING them.com. UnveilingThem.com.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We will take your calls about anything. The live Saturday edition. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And don't forget, you can visit us online. Just drop by freetalklive.com. And if you want to reach people with the ideas of liberty, one of the best ways to do it is from the back of your car. Through LibertyStickers.com. You can literally, depending on how often you drive, reach thousands of people with a bumper sticker, or two, or three, or 30. And you know that people love to read them. Check out the vast selection of witty, poignant, and downright bombastic Liberty-oriented messages at LibertyStickers.com. In fact, Mark, I believe you have a Liberty sticker on at least one on the back of your vehicle.
Yeah, actually, I've had several throughout the years, but the one I'm thinking of right now is the reason that the wars won't stop is that the people that make money off the killing make a killing off of all that killing.
I haven't seen that one yet.
Yeah, I've got that in a different spot.
Okay, so LibertyStickers.com. Plus, they do custom stickers. If you've ever gotten the LRN.FM or FreeTalkLive.com stickers from us, you can, by the way, if you haven't done that yet, you can go to promote.freetalklive.com, and there's an address there. Send us a self-addressed stamped envelope, which means an empty envelope with a stamp on it that you put inside the envelope you send to us. And then we'll stuff that with a bumper sticker and send it back to you. And that'll give you a good sample of the quality of the Liberty Stickers product.
I'm looking right here at their website. Here's one, a quote from Mark Twain with his little picture on it. No man's life, liberty, or property is safe while the legislature's
in session. That's a good one. Let's go back to Teresa. She's in Atlantic City, New Jersey, listening to WPG now. Teresa, you said you were, was it blind or, I'm sorry.
Yes.
I'm completely
you were blind.
Yes, I have diabetic neuropathy from the bottom of my feet to the top of my head.
Yikes.
And
you have a roommate who is also disabled.
Yes, physically and mentally. And he reads to me. You know, he helps me. Mm-hmm. He gives me my insulin shots. He's wonderful. We've been friends for like 25 years. But we're not married or anything because I had a very abusive marriage, and that was it. You know, I raised my five kids.
So what was the story? What was the issue or question? Go ahead.
I knew that, you know, they're cutting him from $43 to $15, all right?
This is food stamps.
Geez, why would they give anybody $15 worth of food stamps a month? I mean, why give that?
Exactly. And I mean, he gets very little money, just like I do. I live on $751 a month. And all your bills come out of that. I'm on a restricted diet because I had a heart attack a few years ago and because I'm diabetic and all the other good stuff.
Diabetes. At $751 a month, you must be on a restricted diet.
Yes, that's exactly it. It's restricted automatically. Hey, you're not eating today. Guess why? Because it's restricted because there's no food left. But, you know, we do what we can. We help each other. So I decide, you know, no. First of all, I know I'm going to be next. So my big $100 that I get, my $25 a week, they'll get that next. Well, I went down with him because he doesn't often understand. He has dyslexia and problem. So I went to fight because I am a fighter. I just raised that way, you know? And I like to do it with laughter, but when I can't, I don't mind pulling out the big artillery. So I'm in the welfare office, social services, and people ignore you when you're blind. They act like they're going to catch it. You'd be surprised. It's an amazing wake-up call. You know, they try to they're like talking to you, but they're screaming to you like you're deaf because they want to be at least 5 feet away from you. Should you speak back, they don't want to catch the blind germs. Okay, I get that, I guess.
But fascinating. Anyway, I've never heard that before. That's fascinating.
Oh, my gosh. I never realized it until I went blind. And they just was like, what a wake-up call. Like, you know, what are you people, idiots? I wouldn't spread this. If that was true, I would never leave my apartment ever.
Sure.
I don't want any more.
What happened at the office?
Yeah.
Okay, let me get to the office. I'm sorry, guys. Okay, so I'd worked two jobs my entire adult life. I was waitress, bartender, and I worked with a lot of very nice Mexican, Hispanic people. I learned, and I can cuss in like 8 different languages because of different kinds of bosses. Mm-hmm. And I learned quite a bit of Spanish, and I'm listening to a couple behind me talk in broken English and feathered Spanish, and the man is telling the woman, calm down. These look authentic. Don't worry about it. We're from Puerto Rico. Remember that. Puerto Rico. I will do the talking. You just shut the kids up. And I'm thinking, wow. So I'm coming to the conclusion they got false ID. You know?
Sounds like it.
Because I don't want to draw it out. We were there a whole lot longer than them, and we got no results, but we were waiting to find out what was going to happen next when they came out, and my friend told me they had a brand-new EBT card, and the kids were saying things, you know, in Spanish that I understood, asking what they could get at the store, and the woman was saying she could not believe how much money they gave them. And, oh, wasn't it wonderful that they got here. And
so why do you think, how did they do compared to your friend?
Oh, I can almost tell you. Okay, exact. $638 a month in food stamps.
Versus 15.
Yes, versus 15. And
why do you think that's so?
How do I think it's so?
Why?
I think it's so because we have an idiot in the White House.
Well, this was going on before.
Have to do with anything.
This was going on before Obama.
Yeah, I mean, these bureaucrats probably had their jobs.
I don't disagree with your statement. However, I would also not disagree with the statement that we had an idiot in the White House the last time, too.
True.
No, exactly. I agree with that statement. But it's just, I think it's because they are trying to help more immigrants, illegal immigrants now than ever before.
Why do you think they, I don't, really,
seems unlikely that would be
why
policy.
Do they want to help illegal immigrants?
I don't know why, but it's not the first, I mean, it was the first time, I was shocked. It was the first time I ever realized it. I had been told by others that can see, and one that have had to, you know, deal with it on a personal level. And they were the kind of people like I used to be that, you know, they worked. Bad things happen. They have kids. They have to ask for help. And they were turned away while people from other nationalities were not.
Well, this is one of the problems with having a government around, right? Having this one-size-fits-all monopoly that can grant or deny your right to, you know, your right to take care of yourself as, to eat. I mean, you don't have a right to the efforts of others.
I never wanted anyone to take care of me and
buy
my food. I never wanted to ever need food stamps. But
I'd like to see, and it's not possible in a lot of places, from what I understand. But I'd like to see people being able to be helped by community groups who actually care and actually judge people based on individual circumstances, not some set of bureaucracy rules and regulations, and make it so I can support the organizations that are actually doing good work and helping people who need help. Unfortunately, with the government, we're all forced to support an unfair system. I mean, at best, an unfair system, and a ridiculously, in some cases, discriminatory and very wrong system.
My goodness. I was born and raised in New Jersey, but I lived in Maryland for a while. I got the kids out of here, and the ex-husband, whole thing, okay? So we went to Maryland, and let me tell you something. Being white, and my children are mixed, okay? So I'm not a racist. But being white...
Well, take your word for it.
I just want to tell you, you know, I'm not a racist. But being Caucasian, I was turned down for any kind of assistance. I just moved there. And what I wanted was medical cards for the kids until I could get working.
Teresa, I wish you the best. Thanks for the call tonight. Let's go to Tammy in Bozeman, Montana, listening to KMMS. Hey, Tammy.
Hey, how are you guys tonight?
Hi, good. What's on your mind?
Well, I don't know how to follow that up. I'm Teresa, wow, that's a story. What I wanted to talk about was the transgender child.
Sure.
I'm just I've been listening from the beginning, and I've been sitting here thinking, and I'm bothered by the fact that this mother, you know, would think about even sending her child back to the same school. I mean, we know children at that age are just, you know, half-baked little horrible children.
They're brutal.
Anyway.
Brutal.
And so you're going to send your child that's known at that school.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, and obviously the child was having problems in the first place, and she's going to send them back into that hotbed with this.
Yeah, it's a terrible idea. Tammy, if you've got more to share, please hang on. We'll bring you back here coming up in hour number 3. After the news, plenty of time for you and your thoughts at 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
The Lumber Liquidators Fall Flooring Kickoff Sale is on with over 250 of the latest styles all on sale now. Get Black Forest Oak Laminate for a crazy 39 cents a square foot. Beautiful and durable bamboo for just $159. Classic prefinished gunstock oak hardwood for $149. All gorgeous Bellawood prefinished hardwood is on sale. Plus get special 24-month financing. Go to LumberLiquidators.com today to find the store nearest you. Hurry, this sale ends Tuesday the 2nd. The fall flooring season is here. Why aren't you?
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Whoa! This is big!
By popular demand, the Freeze-Dry Guy's giant factory-authorized sale has been extended. Now through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze-Dry Guy. Now's the time to stock up on all factory-fresh stock of the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. 404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry! The giant factory-authorized Mountain House sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.